COTA has suspended fares for customers. The Transit Authority says it's one of many changes it's making during the coronavirus outbreak. With me to talk about that and other measures COTA is taking is spokesman Jeff Pullen. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
What led to your decision to suspend fares?
We had to make an important decision that was the best for our customers and for our operators. And suspending fares allows two things. One, to provide a service that is much needed for our community, and also to encourage social distancing, which we all should be doing. So by suspending fares, we're allowing people to board to the rear of the bus, allowing that process of social distancing.
How many people will this affect?
We typically have a 60 to 65,000 trips per day. We're seeing currently about a 30 to 40% reduction in our ridership. We are moving our buses to locations where the need is greater. So we're determining on a day-by-day basis where that need is.
Tell me more about why people should use the rear doors.
Again, this is all about social distancing and providing the opportunity for our passengers to do that. So by practicing social distancing and going through using the rear and the rear exit and entrance, this allows everybody to be able to go immediately and find their seat. They don't have to come in contact with others, and our operators don't come in contact with the hundreds of people they typically come in contact with every day.
How have some of your routes changed, and how will this help?
We've made adjustments to accommodate our ridership as it is. So we make adjustments on a daily basis. So currently, all of our express routes, which are about 13 routes that come from the suburbs, we've reduced them to at least one trip in the morning and one trip in the evening. We have also suspended Night Owl because there's not a lot of people using that service right now. And we've also suspended Air Connect temporarily as well because there's not a lot of people coming from the airport. It also allows us to take the buses from those regular trips and move them to areas of town where we still do have a lot of people that require and need our service, and we're able to put more buses on those lines to allow people to spread out.
Where are those busier lines?
A lot of them are lines that go downtown through the east and west part of the city, and as well in the north and the south, but some of those that come to the downtown areas. So the lines 1, the 2, the 8, the 9, some of those lines that have a lot of overcrowding. The 10 is another example of that that runs east and west through downtown.
When is the last time COTA made these sorts of changes?
I would say that, you know, we keep using the word unprecedented in society these days. I think we're that way for COTA as well. This is not something that we've had to do before. So being able to adjust our service on a day-to-day basis is really allowing us to put our transit vehicles in areas where they're needed the most.
Thanks. I've been talking with COTA spokesman Jeff Pullen about the steps the bus service is taking to offer free fares and new routes to help passengers during the coronavirus outbreak. Thanks again.
Thank you.